the Church of the Nazarene in Collingdale, Pennsylvania, where a shipment has arrived in time for this week's family dinner. Low-income families come in for free groceries. Some stay and partake in a hot meal. Lisa Ann Gully was laid off from her job and can't pay her family's bills.
No, thank you.
We lost our home, we lost everything. So I come here for God. And then they give the suppers and the food.
Philadelphia is a cultural and financial center, but the recession hit hard in some inner city neighborhoods and in towns like Collingdale in neighboring Delaware County. The Church of the Nazarene belongs to a network of churches that feed the hungry in this county, and some of the food they distribute is paid for with taxpayer money. Pastor Donna Sirag says anyone is welcome.
We don't insist on them hearing the gospel before they eat at all.
Can I get you a bowl of chili?
But church members don't seem to see a problem doing it during the meal.
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
These evangelical Christians say they're obliged to share their faith. But doesn't that cross the line between church and state? At the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, there's an office for faith-based and neighborhood partnerships that oversees the state programs.
National Day of Prayer.
Director Max Finberg says it's permissible to mix faith and food assistance up to a point.
When you are required to pray in whatever tradition in order to receive food or to receive benefits, that crosses the line.
Finberg says churches and other houses of worship are so prevalent in America, they can deliver food to more places and at lower cost than government agencies.
They are the best distribution network one could possibly ask for.
Such reasoning alarms religious freedom activist Barry Lynn. He says keeping church and state apart is a pillar of American democracy.
And I'm very troubled when people say, well, if we can get a little good out of this, we can make it a little bit cheaper to do X, Y, or Z, let's just forget about the principle of separation of church and state.
Lynn, an ordained minister, argues that hunger makes people susceptible to proselytizing.
People feel pressured in circumstances of vulnerability to do whatever the person offering the sandwich wants them to do.
Most of the people don't stay for prayers, but Lisa Ann Gully has only good things to say about a place where she can get free food.
I love this church.
Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Collingdale, Pennsylvania.